The scripture reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. The return of the redeemed to Zion. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance. With terrible recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, and the grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord.
So this is our last Sunday of Advent. We are on a journey towards celebrating the birth of Christ. The Advent season leads us on a journey. It's 4 Sundays or 4 weeks before we celebrate the birth of Christ on Christmas Day. And in this journey, we remember the story of Christ being born as the light of the world. So as I said before, hopefully we know the theme of our Advent season here is making space. This image, making space, reminds us this season to kind of take ourselves out of the normal routines of running by the clock, getting caught in the cogs of the clock wheel, and allowing some space. Allowing space to be with God, to listen to others, to gaze on creation, the universe. So how have you been doing in making space this season? Have you been able to keep to a practice this Advent season to make space in your own life for the work of the Spirit? It's not too late. We're practicing Lectio Divina during these Advent Sundays as a way of making space to hear God's voice amidst all the other demands and voices that are coming at us this time of year. We're making space to listen in a new way. Now, some people came to the sanctuary a few Saturdays ago for the Advent retreat. Carrie was one of them. I'm just going to invite Carrie to come and share about that experience. We practiced Lectio Divina, but it was a different context, so it was a different way of learning it. So I'll let you share.
I thought she was going to ask me a question. Now I have to ad lib. I can ask you a question.
Okay.
How was the retreat for you, Carrie?
Thank you.
Tell us
that
about
helps.
Your experience of the retreat.
It was my first time doing Lectio Divina, and I think it was lovely in the sense that it was a very small group of us. Monica had put a lot of time into preparing our spaces. We started in the Sunday school room in a circle, and then came into the sanctuary where we were also sitting in a circle, and we read our piece. And then I think some of us were, when we were asked to select the word, I think a number of us were, me in particular, was very surprised at the word that jumped out at it. And for me, I wanted to choose light, but it was like darkness was my word. I said, no, I don't want that. But that was the word. And the pace of it, the spirit of intimacy was allowed, I think, I felt an opportunity to go deeper than I would just in a normal scripture study. And so, and it also was a wonderful opportunity to get to know some of the others who were there with us. And we felt open and safe, I guess, to be able to share with each other. So it was quite, I'm eager to learn more about it, put it that way.
Just wanted to give you a glimpse of what, you know, what the Advent retreat was about. But this morning, you are all invited to enter into these movements of Lectio Divina. We've been learning one movement each Sunday. The first Sunday, we practiced listening for a word or a phrase that stood out for us as we were reading the scripture. Last Sunday, we moved to the second movement, and this asked the question, how does this word or phrase touch my heart? What's the heart response to this text? The third movement we're looking at today, and we ask in this third movement, God, what is your invitation to me in this word or phrase? How are you calling me to respond? And if you stick around for the Sunday after Christmas next week, we're going to look at the fourth movement. As I said last week, we'll be spending most of our time this morning during Lectio, but enter in as you can, as you are able. So we are in the now and not yet chapters of Isaiah. Isaiah 35 gives us another beautiful preview vision of who God is and what he desires for our world. So Carrie read for us the whole chapter today, but we're just going to focus on a couple of verses, verse 5 and 6, for our Lectio practice. I will say a bit about the context of this text, yet the themes of this chapter have to do with the context of our own lives today. There's themes of new life coming out of dry places, of being thirsty in the desert, and yet experiencing blossoming and fruitfulness and joy. There's the theme of once being blind or lame or deaf, and now experiencing healing and leaping and shouting joy. There's the theme in this chapter of a road, a safe passage that leads us to God, where all along the journey there's singing and there's celebrating, replacing our sorrows and our worry. This scripture invites us to make space for joy. This is our fourth Sunday Advent theme, making space for joy. Now, in its original context, this chapter is referring to a specific eastern neighbor to the people of Judah. They were called the Edomites. They were not particularly friendly neighbors. The Edomite neighbors had a history of conflict with Judah. They were the kind of neighbors that blocked and put deterrence on those wanting to make pilgrimage to Jerusalem. A pilgrimage was a holy journey to the holy city that they made, most people would like to make once a year. The goal was to seek
God in this place. So this chapter speaks about the release from the pressures of this journey from the Edomites and gives indication that God will open up a safe passage for them to journey through the desert of Edom to Jerusalem. So what are we waiting for in the Advent season? You know, traditionally, this is a space to remember again the story of Christ's birth, to celebrate with joy his coming on earth. But Advent is also a season where we remember we are a waiting people. We wait for the second coming of Christ, for the fulfillment of Christ's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. So we're not only reliving old stories, but we're reminded in this Advent season that we're living in a much larger story. We not only remember the journey of Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem to birth their child. We remember that we too are on a journey towards the Christ. We are pilgrim seekers. Our identity is to be on pilgrimage, to seek after God. Now, our theme for today is making space for joy. Now, some of you may be feeling anything but joy right now in your pilgrim journey. I mean, this rainy, dark season of short days and long nights, where we were surprised this morning, relieved of it. But this season is generally, could be difficult for people, a time of experiencing real lows of depression and loss of energy. For some of you, it's compounded by experiencing sadness, grief, anxiety for various things going on in your life, for your family dynamics that come up around this time, remembering separations and deaths of those whom you love. You know these desert spaces that this Isaiah text is referring to. At this point, I am going to ask Karen to come up and talk about the longest night service that we had this week for those of us who gathered who were experiencing lows and wanting to lament together. So Karen, don't sit down. Share with us about this experience.
So I was one of maybe 12 people that came to the longest night that happened this past Wednesday. And I was in awe of the simple presence of God among us and with us. We started the evening with naming our sorrows, heartbreaks, and those that we love have gone before us, and the social injustices of the world, hurts, and so on. And those were written and symbolized by each of the doves hanging on the tree. Among all of these doves, we slowly moved into receiving the light, but that was lit in each of the candles of the Advent wreath. Peace, love, joy, and hope. After each of the candles that was lit in, we were all given the opportunity to name out loud the situation of our brokenness, the names of the people that we love, and pray for God's grace for our lives. With the last candle that was lit, hope, we each had the space to light our own candles from the hope candle and placed it under the tree of sorrow. And that, my friends, was just a powerful, visible imagery for me the night with a clear depiction, symbolism of its hope by us physically lighting a candle and putting it under the tree. Among all the challenges and the injustices, the sorrow that we face, I face, the light of Christ is moving strongly within us.
Thank you, Karen. Know that we were praying for all of you, whether you couldn't come or not, who are carrying burdens during this season. So this morning we make space to listen for God's invitation in our very particular situations, our particular context that we carry, that we journey with today. And the invitation for this morning is to make space for joy to be given. The third movement in the Lectio Divina is called, the practice is called Oratio, which the aim is to listen for a response. We ask this question, God, what is your invitation to me in this scripture? How are you calling me to respond? And we listen. This response could come as receiving a gift from God. It could be a response of praise or thanks. It could be a response of an action we feel called to take or an attitude shift we are given. It may be an invitation to simply allow ourselves to grieve. We will listen deeply to God's voice this morning in order to follow God's ways. Our third movement invites us to listen for a response. So just for a quick overview of how we'll do this morning, we're going to listen to a few verses from Isaiah 35. We listen first for a word or two that stands out to us. There'll be some silence afterwards. And then I'll read the scripture again. And we'll listen for the second movement. How does this scripture touch my heart? And we'll have silence to follow. Now, during that time, remember you are invited to listen with all of your senses. It might be a picture that comes to your mind. It might be a memory. The scripture might remind you of something from another scripture or from your childhood. Allow what comes to you. An emotion or a sensation of your body. How does it touch your heart? And then the last reading, I'll read the scripture again, and then we ask this question, God, what is your invitation to me? So I'll guide us through this process, and I encourage you to close your eyes and just to listen to the scripture, but you can also, there's a blue insert in your bulletin, you can also be writing during this time. That might help some of you keep attention in the silences. So there's a little blue insert. Maybe Vicky, hold it up. Thank you. And it has all those three questions in the bulletin. And feel free to write down your word or what comes to you during this time. Feel free to draw if you're more a visual person to keep you attentive, to keep you listening. Otherwise, you may also just be listening with your eyes closed. So the aim of this practice is to dialogue with God, to offer ourselves to listen and to respond to God in prayer based on what comes to us from this scripture. The last thing I want to say is that I encourage you to listen for the voice of joy this morning. If you are not experiencing joy or a response that, or an invitation that leads you into joy or life or love or energy, keep listening. You know, God's voice comes through encouragement, through strengthening, through comfort. You may be surprised this morning by joy. So I invite you to pray with me as we enter into this Lectio.
You may close your eyes, and I will pray and then begin with our first movement together. God of our journeys, thank you for being present with us this morning. And we ask that you come to us in a very palpable way this morning. Will you give us the grace to allow our distractions and anxieties just to rest and pause for a moment? May we enter into your presence, attentive and aware in a new way. And will you speak to us this morning? We are your servants, and we long to hear your voice. And we know you long to speak to us. Come, Spirit of God, come. We listen for a word or a phrase. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. So if you want, you can take this time to write your word down on that piece of paper. And we'll also just share this word. You can speak that word out loud. Again, if it's the same word as someone else, just speak it out loud so we hear the words that have been given to us as a community. So I'm going to start with this side. Just speak it loud and clear. And this side. Okay, let's continue listening. If a word or phrase didn't come to you, we have a second chance, so you can listen again for a word. For those of you ready to move on to the second movement, we listen for how this word touches our heart. So pay attention. There may be an image that comes to your mind, a story, a feeling. What does this remind you of? How does this touch my heart? I'll read it through once with silence afterwards. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Okay. again, you may write or draw what you're experiencing. It may not make sense to you right now. That's okay. There's pencils in your pews if you need a pencil. And now we move to the third movement. So in this third movement, we listen for what God's invitation is to me out of this word or phrase. God, we ask that you continue to help us to listen and reveal to us what response you are calling us to. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's end with prayer. So God, we are grateful for your presence with us, for speaking to us. And we ask that you continue to make sense to us, our listenings, our attempted way of hearing your voice. Will you make sense of it for each one of us and for us as a community? May you give us grace to make space for you this day. And will you recall to our minds these words, are these stories that maybe we heard today from the scripture or from somebody else who shared. May you recall that to mind when we need to hear it into the rest of this season. We pray in your name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.